We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
I post everything that's relevant, of course, in my little world. And if you mention something relevant, I post it. In fact, on my Facebook page, Get Marty page, we get 10, 20, 30,000, sometimes 100,000 people get involved in the conversation. Can I make an observation that actually is interesting, fascinating, a bit frustrating? Posts regarding the termination or the non-renewal of Coach Casper in Pine Richland. People went insane. You saw the demonstrations and the rallies. Insane. I mean, blown away. Attorneys involved, and protests and petitions, thousands of folks. The response to a football coach not getting a new contract through the roof. I posted regarding two teenagers, boys actually, murdered in the Hill District. Murdered. Very little response. Barely a whimper. No protests, no outrage. No news conferences, no lawyers. And then, same situation. This is the dynamic of America. And I don't know what to say about America. I don't know if this is a good thing or a bad thing, but I know that it's certainly not helpful. In Pittsburgh, 80% increase in homicides, 90% increase in shootings. Just last night, young African-American, 17-year-old boy, arrested, his life's over, arrested for the murder of a 15-year-old boy, African-American, Hill District. He's dead. So two lives destroyed. Very little media coverage, very little outrage. No news conferences, no lawyers, no petitions, nothing. Why? I can't, for the life of me, wrap my arms around it. Gary says it's because it's so frequent, there is no shock value for the news ratings. What about you, man? What about your concern? What about your interest? Why don't you care? My friend Gary, one of the best police officers in existence. It's been this way for years. People are stupid in America. Kids getting killed, not many care. But they will cry injustice regarding football coach issues. I hate to think that, but I see it, man. I hate to believe that, but I see it. And look, if you think I'm making this about race, damn right. Because it's relevant, man. Let me say this from someone who lives this. 17-year-old boy arrested for the murder of a 15-year-old boy. No outcry. No enraged anyone. If that happens in Upper St. Clair or Sewickley, it's nuts. Lawyers, doctors, psychologists, therapists, parents marching. Why, man? This is all our country. It's all our family. Until we fix everything, we're headed down the road to perdition. I have met a friend through this process, outspoken, successful, a father, electrician, cares about the community. Zeke seems to have his finger on the pulse, and I had to snag him this morning on one of his breaks. Good morning, sir. How are you?
What's up, Marty? How are you today?
Well, I rely on you for your honesty, and I think it has value here. We go insane because a football coach's contract isn't renewed in Pine Richland. Two teenage African-American boys are murdered. A 17-year-old African-American boy is arrested for the murder of a 15-year-old boy. 46 of the 51 homicides in Pittsburgh are black on black, and it doesn't seem as if anyone gives a damn. Help me with why, sir.
We've become accustomed to it, Marty, our culture. We've become accustomed to murder and death and kind of numb to it, I would say. Just in my family alone, 2 years ago, Marty, my brother was randomly murdered. A working man just randomly murdered by a kid that was mad in a gang and things like that. I have an uncle that's lost three sons, and I could give you a million stories like this from friends, and family members. I guess we've just become accustomed to it to the point, Marty, where when my brother was killed, I thought that I could handle anything. I had seen a lot. Friends murdered in front of me and things like that. I've been shot, Marty. I've been stabbed. When I actually, for the first time in my life, went to get mental help with it, the psychologist told me that I had PTSD. Mm. And I was offended by that at first, Marty, but in actuality, that's what happens to us as black men. We get used to seeing things, this and that, and we think we can handle it. We don't get help. And then you have, now it's getting better now with the family staying together, this and that. But the broken homes and these young men and things like that, that doesn't help either. You understand what I'm saying, Marty?
Yeah.
It's a lot we need to fix, a lot.
Zeke, why don't we get as enraged, though, across this region? Why do we just say, oh, that's just them? That's what they do. Is that acceptable to you, sir?
It doesn't matter what's acceptable to me or not. That's something with the have and have not.
Nice.
You get into lower income neighborhoods, that's what you have is murder and crime and things like that. People that live in places like Chartiers or things like that, they're going to work. They don't have that in their life, so it's not their problem. They see it on the news, And that's another problem, Marty, is the negativity like you talked about in Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh was one of the leading cities in America with negative media leading. You understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
So it's a culture, and just like your buddy was saying, how there's not really a predominantly middle-class black community in Pittsburgh. It's a lot of things like that, and it won't change until we start trying to change it with the mayor and things like that. Not the mayor specifically, our mayor, but I got my reasons for not liking him either.
Yes, sir.
But culturally we have to change. He acts like he cares, but to me all he cares about is bike lanes and things like that, Marty.
Okay,
you understand what I'm saying?
But here's why I love Zeke. This guy doesn't just talk the game, he walks the game. You have intervened with young black males, trying to get them to work, trying to get them into apprenticeship programs. Have you not, sir?
Yes, sir, I have.
Why?
In the beginning, that was just me as a man. I see kids lost. And luckily, Marty, I'm second-generation union, so I knew the way to get in the process. But a lot of these kids that come from single-parent homes and don't have a mom, they don't know the process of getting into these unions and things like that. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So you try to help people as best as you can, this and that, but a lot of times, Marty, they just don't understand,
Is there any hope, Zeke? Is there any hope?
Marty, I would like to think so, and seeing that the younger people, the ones that aren't lost, Marty, the younger people, they're kind of getting it together earlier in life. Like my son and my daughter, they both work at a young age, they both know what they wanted to do. Like I want my son to go to school, but he's like, no, Dad, this is what I'm doing. I didn't want him to work as hard as me. But I think the young people are making decisions. They're starting their own businesses and things like that. But the only problem is there's not a lot of opportunity
exactly.
in Pittsburgh for
exactly.
young people. So they're leaving like
exactly.
you did.
Exactly. Got to have opportunity. Zeke, I cannot be more grateful for your friendship and your honesty. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Have a good day, Marty.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.